2. And I did not. Thanks to Mary and Nan again, I made another escape. They scraped together the money for me to enroll in the nurse's training program at White Plains Hospital. I swore that this time, nothing would stop me. And nothing did, until a lingering cold and fever sent me to one of the staff doctors. "Tuberculosis," he said. And the world went quiet around me. "Pregnancy exacerbated the condition," he continued. "I must never marry." I laughed at that, a dry, rustling sound in my throat. I intended to emulate my older sisters, who swore they would never marry. Not Ethel, my younger sister, who, desperate to get out from under my father, or maybe only to claim something of her own in the chaotic world that was the Higgins household, had run off with the Byrne boy. She was already pregnant. Her recklessness strengthened my resolve. I had my mother's disease. I would not succumb to her fate. The hospital was my only hope. But now that was endangered, too. How could I go on nursing if I was sick myself? I asked the doctor if I could continue my training. He sat staring at me for what seemed like forever. "I assume you've heard of Florence Nightingale," he said finally. I had to smile at that, though I had no idea where the comment was leading. "Throughout her life, she has had to take to her bed with various symptoms of illness. But she's still alive and, as the saying goes, kicking. More to the point, she has saved millions of other lives. You're a good nurse, Miss Higgins. The world needs good nurses. Take the same care of yourself as you do of your patients, and everything will be fine." Who was I to argue with a staff doctor and Florence Nightingale? I doubled my determination. The training program was grueling for girls in good health, murderous for a student who was not and trying to hide it. For 18 hours a day, I sat in classes, ran up and down dark staircases. The dilapidated mansion.